If you can just start off by talking about the anticipation of Thursday night's game, and it's for first place and all in the division.
It's a very big game. It's just something that I know it's going to be a big battle back and forth between both teams. I know both teams are ready to go. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there tomorrow and, just getting on Thursday, getting to it.
We just talked to Eric Mangini, and he said one of the most impressive things for him about you is your dedication to technique because you don't have any prior experience in the 3-4. How has that transition been for you?
It's been work. Honestly, they've made me earn my keep around here, and it's been a big adjustment. I know a lot of people look at it and they just kind of wonder, well, how do you do it coming from a 4-3? And it's just, it's taken time, and it's been a lot of time, and it's been a lot of hard work to catch up.
Where do you feel you're at in terms of your progress?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm where I need to be right now. I'm going to always work to get better, and no matter how long I continue to play this position, I'll still have to constantly police myself to become a better player. So that'll never change. So I guess, I'm doing okay.
Chris, what was your reaction to the Ty Law signing?
I was actually surprised because I didn't hear about it after practice when most people did. I had some extra work to do, and after that, when I got finished with that work, everybody else was gone for the most part. So I actually saw it on TV last night. But I've known Ty for a minute, and I think he's definitely a good addition to this team.
What surprised you, that Ty came to New York or that the Jets even were interested in him?
Well, I mean, you don't hear about too many teams signing big-name guys in the middle of the season. So just the fact that they decided to sign somebody in the middle of the season was a surprise. And that was it. But like I said, it's good for him to be here. I know that he's over in his locker now getting bombarded by media as we speak. But I think that he'll be fine here. I think that he's definitely what we need as far as being in the defensive backfield. And he's a veteran, and he has a lot of years of experience. He can help the young guys out.
Does he look like he's in shape? Is he ready to roll?
I don't know. We'll see what practice today.
You guys, I think, lead the league in strip sacks, quarterback, and are high up there in terms of overall sacks. Is that one of the goals or priorities for you guys when you get to the quarterback trying to get that ball loose?
Honestly, we try to do whatever we can. And it's getting to that point in the season. And, I mean, I think that this is going to be the type of game that it's going to be on Thursday. We're just going to have an open mind and do the best that we can and just take what we get.
Chris, do you look at it like whoever wins this game is going to win the division?
I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I mean, it doesn't end the season. I mean, there's still a lot of season left to be played, but it's definitely the biggest game so far.
Chris, you guys, obviously came out of the gate a little bit slow. What was the mood of the team at that point, and has it changed?
We've been going through our bumps, and every team, every season has some of those bumps. Now, sometimes they reflect with the wins and losses. Some teams, they happen to play above that, but it's just been something where we've just been working on the mindset. So I think the only thing that's changed out here is the mindset. I think that we have the same players, the same talent. I think that, we have a lot of guys that are working smarter now.
Chris, was there any trepidation on your part when you came here that, having never really played the nose in a 3-4, that it was going to be too big of an adjustment?
Well, this is my 8th year, and I do understand what it means to be a professional. And It was a lot of work ahead of me, but I figured, hey, if you have a lot of guys that are out here that can play 3-4 nose and they can excel at it, and guess what? I can as well. So I didn't think that it was something that was impossible. I just think that it was going to take some time and some hard work and extra dedication.
Vince, Vince Wilfork here playing, you know, getting an upfield attacking style at Miami, so that when he got here, the toughest thing was to fight that urge to get upfield. Was that tough for you?
Yeah. I've had some times where I've had to deal with that as well, and I can definitely relate to what Vince is saying. I think Vince is a very good nose tackle, and to be honest with you, it's been some times that I've had to look at some of his film in the offseason to get a couple pointers of things to do. So that was one of the first challenges that I had, was to sit back and be patient, because when you're in a 4-3, you just want to take off and go and disrupt. And the fact that you can't do that anymore, it takes an adjustment.
What'd you pick up from Vince?
Huh?
What'd you pick up from watching Vince?
Just how to be stout. I mean, he's very stout when he gets in there. And if you notice that about the way he plays, it's very hard for offensive linemen to move him. He stays very low to the ground, and he has a great center. So that's basically what you look at when you're looking at anybody. And I think if you notice, like, from the good nose tackles like him and Jamal Williams and Casey Hampton, they all have this low center of gravity, and they just know how to play very stout and very aggressive with that. And that's what I had to adapt.
Chris, what did you learn from playing against Matt Cassel the first time? And I guess, have you seen anything from him in the last few weeks that I guess you can make adjustments for this game?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you all that. If I saw that, I didn't. That's a secret. We still got to go play. Can't tell you everything.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you. Y'all take care.